Ontbyt met Toepie en Nina op Groot FM 90.5.
Nou, as jy soos ek is en jy is bietjie van 'n tech head, jy hou van al die gadgets, ek weet, Nina se man Jackie is ook so. Ons het 'n gadget vir elke liewe ding.
Ja, ek doek gisterand week soos wat doen jy op jou foon liefie? Nee, ek kyk YouTube vir 'n bietjie tech goedjies.
Ja, maar jy moet, jy doen die navorsing en dan weet jy wat om te kry, jy weet, jy ook seker maak dit is die regte produk vir wat jy soek. Maar dan is daar soos mense wat 'n werk maak van dit. Seker die coolste jobs wat jy kan. En baie van julle het dalk al gesien op verskeie podcasts op YouTube. As jy gamer is soos ek, deel van die e-sports en stuff. Her name is Sam Wright and she goes by the name Tech Girl. Probably the coolest job in the whole wide world. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, team. It's weird for me to be up this early, but it's very exciting as well to get to come to chat to you today.
Fantastic. Sam, now, let's start at the beginning. How did you fall into this fantastic line of work where you get to review amazing tech, you get to play the newest releases long before anyone else does? I mean, it sounds like the perfect job.
It is the perfect job. I'm not even going to lie. I'm very grateful for it. But it actually was by accident, believe it or not. I started about 10 years ago just for fun. I wanted to be able to talk about things that I loved. The tech stuff started because I actually thought tech reviews on the internet were not great. Mm. I didn't enjoy
boring.
Them. Yeah, boring and also not helpful to me. So, for example, things I wanted to know included, like, does this phone actually fit in my pocket? Because at that stage, smartphones were getting bigger and bigger. How easy is it to scratch it? Like, things like that, which I thought were relevant. The drop test, you know, how many times can I drop it on the floor before I'm going to have a problem? And so I just thought, well, I'll just start writing my own pieces and my own reviews of what I was looking for. The gaming stuff as well was just a matter of, well, I'm playing games and, you know, I started to realize that there weren't a lot of women talking about their gaming experiences, but I knew all my friends were playing with me, but it was almost like we were too scared to talk about it. And so it just started as something fun and a way for me to find other people who were interested in the same thing as me. And then all of a sudden, as time went on, it started becoming this thing where people were like, okay, well, we're going to, you know, we want to advertise on your blog and maybe, you know, do you want to come and host this gaming event? And all of a sudden it was a job. And now 10 years later, I'm still doing it, and I'm very grateful for that.
It's amazing. Now, you just mentioned there's not a lot of women in the industry. Is it tough being a female in the tech industry?
Yes, it is very tough. I think in the beginning, it was tough because there were no other women. So people were kind of not sure what you were doing, or they didn't take you seriously.
Yeah.
Now it's tough as well because I think you can easily get pigeonholed as well, where a lot of the industry go, okay, well, you know, you're a woman, this is what you're interested in, and this is where you need to stay. Mm. And there's also some of the older generation who aren't quite comfortable with TikTok and aren't quite sure what the hell you're doing. they don't like change, right? That's just how it goes. So it is difficult, I think. I've always liked to think, especially in South Africa, that my job is to go and bash down all the doors so ladies can come behind me. And not just ladies, anyone who wants to do this and isn't necessarily feeling like they have to fit the stereotype of what we imagine a tech or gaming person needs to look like or sound like.
See, that is now where I are also coming in, because I am very staunch Afrikaans. And, you know, normally you don't think of gaming and...
A boere ouki.
Yeah, I'm wearing khaki as we speak, yes, Sam. So, you know, it's not the stereotypical fit of somebody who would be gaming and who's into tech and all of that
stuff. So Dupi is following in your wake, Sam.
Yeah,
but Dupi, we need to... You know what makes me laugh? I work a lot. So I work in esports, competitive gaming. So like a lot overseas. And a lot of the gamers I meet overseas, they do fit the stereotype of, you know, the small guy, very nerdy, pale, never goes outside. Then I'm in South Africa because I love a game called Counter-Strike, which is the shooting game. So anyone, if it's the shooting game, it's always the Afrikaans gents. And it's funny to me because I was like, I wish we could put a team together, because it's all these big guys over 6 foot in their khaki, you know, like they're actually outdoors. They're watching rugby and then they're playing CS. And I was like, they're like, I would say you're all about two heads taller than most of the gamers that I work with. I want to take up it's my Avengers. I want to take us overseas.
And they proper sweat as well, hey.
take it so much more seriously than like the most gamers. I love it. That's like, that's South African though. You know, you're going to jump onto a server when you play and you're going to have some guy who's, he's going to speak English to you in the beginning, but at some point he's going to get very stressed in the game and he's going to switch to Afrikaans.
Your team name can be Sam and the Khakis.
Sam and the Khakis. There we go.
Sam, we're going to be back with you in a second. We're just going to traffic as Sam Ryan says, tech girl. Ons gesels 'n bietjie gaming en ook dan natuurlik Red Bull Tetris. Ons chat met Sam says, tech girl. What a job. If I wasn't doing a radio, I think this would have been my job. I would have loved to get into that, but it's kind of like I'm still dabbling, but I'm not dabbling full time like Sam is. So, Sam, do you think there is a certain age where a person is now classified as too old to be a gamer?
So this is actually a conversation that I have so much with my friends because they always say to me, well, you know, what's the plan? And I'm like, oh, I probably have to stop this soon. Like, I'm getting too old. But I think from what I've experienced, I don't actually think that there is a specific age. I was at Comic-Con this weekend. Like there's young kids who are like 14, 15, who are watching some of my podcasts that I do and coming up to me wanting to talk about that. And then I've got people that have grown up kids that are coming to talk. And I think gaming is actually something that's universal across all ages. And we don't realize how much so. Like, even my mom, like, she's playing Candy Crush on her phone. And she'll say she's not a gamer, but she's still playing Candy Crush.
Yeah,
I was like, you're playing Candy Crush every day. That's gaming, mom. Like, surprise.
I met a guy the other day at the petrol station right around the corner from the radio station. And he actually recognized me from my stream. Funny enough, he's 67, and he said the only reason he knows who I am is because he plays Call of Duty with his son, who's now 32, and that's like their weekend. If they're not going out and they don't have a family thing, they'll boot up and they'll jump into a lobby and chase guys around.
How cool is that, though? Like, I met a lady. So there's a Counter-Strike team from Mongolia, of all places, that has gone on to become one of the best in the world. And there was a lady, I think she must be over 50. She was just lonely. She lives alone. She's lost her husband. And she was watching on YouTube, sort of going through things, and found this because Mongolia was playing. Started watching CS. Just fell in love with the game and watching everyone. And now she travels the world to watch this team all over the world.
Wow.
Because she said she just fell in love with the community. She'd never played a game in her life until then. Wow. And now she's probably one of the biggest CS fans. So I definitely think it's like any passion or hobby that you have. It just finds a way to bring everyone together, no matter your age.
Love
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. So, Sam, we also chatting to you about that new Red Bull Tetris thing now. Your mom may be a gamer because she's playing Candy Crush. I'm the least gaming person that you will ever meet in your life.
Very true.
But I play Tetris like a boss when I was young, and now Tetris is coming back. But why do you think the game still resonates with so many people across generations and cultures?
I think it's just a really good game, right? And I think that's the thing, is when you make a game that's just really good that anyone can get into, where the entry is really easy and then there's just so much that you can do to like level up, it's going to be a game that people will play forever. And Tetris is that game, right? Like you said, you don't consider yourself a gamer, but Tetris is your jam. And also, like, I think there's a bit of a throwback for some of us where you remember when we used to, like, if you went to the local shops and you could buy your chappies and then you would also use your change to play. You know, there would always be the gaming console in the corner and you could play some Tetris. I mean, that was the vibe, right? If it wasn't fighting games, it was Tetris. So it's just that game that anyone can play. My mom could probably play it right now and she would get straight into it. So that's kind of the vibe that Tetris brings. And when you say Tetris, everyone knows what game you're
exactly.
talking about.
So tell us a little bit more about this Red Bull Tetris.
Okay, so this is pretty cool because what Red Bull decided to do is they introduced this Tetris game that anyone can play. You can play it on your phone. It's on a URL. You don't even have to download an app. And you go onto these like leaderboards, right? So you can play against everyone else in the country. And the winner from each country is going to be flown to the grand finals, where that massive Dubai frame that everyone's seen, they're going to do a full-on Tetris event there where you're going to doing Tetris in the frame. It's going to be the most incredible experience. But what I love is anyone can play. It's free to play right now. Red Bull Tetris Online. You can just go there. And you have a leaderboard, like I said, but there's a chance for you to play against the best in the world and just have this most, like the most incredible experience. You're basically going to go from your phone to drones. And like, I just think it's so freaking cool. Also, I've become obsessed with trying to beat people on this game. Like,
because you
want
to go to Dubai.
Well, in the beginning, I thought I actually had a chance as well. So I was like, this is good. I think I was in like the top 30. And I was like, this is cool. I just, you know, you got to keep grinding.
Yeah, but that's when just started, Sam. And then everyone that used to, you know, the OGs got out of retirement, the Tetris OGs. And then they started climbing the leaderboard.
I got a little sneaky hint about Red Bull Tetris before it was like launched properly. So when I was on the leaderboard, I thought I stood a chance. And then suddenly everyone in South Africa heard about it. And now I can't even crack the top 100. So I'm not going to Dubai, but there's an opportunity for you to go to Dubai. And it's just fun, right? Like, I think that's the best part. Yeah. Even if you don't do well, you keep going back to play more, because the way they've designed the game, it's really quick. It's really fun. It's just short little bursts. And I love that I can just play it on my phone. I don't have to download anything or pay for anything.
For sure. Just a little bit of nostalgia as well. You've got to love that. So, Sam, if people want to get involved and they want to play a little bit of Tetris, you know, for free, for Mahala.
And maybe go play Tetris in the sky in Dubai.
Oh, my goodness. Where do they go? How do we go about it?
You literally just need to go to redbull.com. The easiest way to find it, so that you don't have to remember the URL. If you just search Red Bull Tetris on your phone's browser, the first thing that comes up will take you straight into the game. You play it, and once you've played and you've got your score, it's, like I said, I think it's about a minute. It'll ask you to register. Very, very easy. You're just going to put your phone number and your email in, and then boom, you're on the scoreboard. And you can play as much as you want. You can enter as many times as you like. So if you are a sweaty gamer, like, you can now spend the next 2 months just jamming. Quit your job, sit at home, just jam Tetris.
No, don't listen to Sam. Don't listen to Sam.
don't listen to me, actually.
If you want to grind. Start your grind now for the next two months. That's what you'll do. Sam, thank you so much for getting up early and chatting to us. We really appreciate it. I'll probably see you in a lobby sometime soon, hopefully. And enjoy the rest of your morning. I know you're going to get back into bed now, which is nice.
Well, now I'm awake. I was like, maybe I should play some Tetris. So that might actually happen.
Yeah, well, lie in your bed and
play
Tetris.
Tetris. Exactly.
There you go. Good plan.
Sam, thanks so much.
Thanks,
have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Cheers, bye. Sammy Tekkel, saam met ons gewees, Red Bull Tetris. Klink baie cool.
Hoorie, so ek het gister gekyk. Ek het geloer hoe lyk die game.
Jy het gespeel in Anne-Marie in die meeting.
Oh,
ek het julle gesien.
Oh my goodness, dis lekker.
Julle moet pas op, julle tweeetjies so games jol in die meeting.
Ek soek wel knoppies. Dit is anders met 'n touch screen.
Ja, mens kan sien jy's oud. Nee, jy soek 'n knoppie.
Belangrikste ete van jou dag. Ontbyt met Tobie en Nina op Groot FM 90.5.